Hello, altruistic viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. From Babe to Missy Pig to Wilbur the Adorable, the vegetarian pig has been a favorite character portrayed in literature, television, and film for its amiable, loyal, and adorable qualities. In a gathering with our association members in Germany on December 31st, 2006, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke about the admirable nature of our porcine co-inhabitants.
Pig a very peaceful creature. Yeah. Pig just eat and sleep. And sleep and eat. So, who could be more peaceful than that? If he wants to dig something, he uses his nose. Must be a terrific nose. He can dig the earth with it, you know? Rock and everything. Huh? Yeah, with his soft nose. Maybe it's not that soft after all. Do you ever touch it?
Really hard.
Huh?
Really hard.
It's hard?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't look hard, eh? It looked like just a flesh tissue. It even looked pinky, you know? The light pink, they look pinky nose. Looks so tender, huh? Yeah. The black pig, his nose also black. Some black pig have white nose. Yeah, or half white, half pig, half black. That pig are cute. They say that pigs are very intelligent, even more intelligent than dogs.
Charlotte's Web is a 2006 movie that touched millions of hearts, young and old, just like the favorite children's book it was based on, as written by the brilliant American author E.B. White. Charlotte's Web is an unforgettable story about a pig named Wilbur, who is rescued and raised like a baby by a young girl named Fern. Later, on Fern's uncle's farm, the young and naive Wilbur befriends a gentle spider named Charlotte. When Wilbur learns about his fate as a pig, that he may not live to see the next spring, Charlotte uses her wisdom and selfless love to save Wilbur's life. The all-star cast of actors providing voices for the animal characters include Julia Roberts, John Cleese, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Buscemi, and Kathy Bates, among others. The main stars of the movie, of course, are the over 80 animals featured in the film.
The words of E.B. White put voice to what really all animals would say if they had a chance. I don't understand why you want to eat me. Yeah. I want to live. I want to see the sunshine. Wilbur was a lucky pig in Charlotte's Web that his friends rallied around to save him.
In real life, the Wilburs who acted in the film were also fortunate little piggies due to one special friend, executive producer of Charlotte's Web, Bernie Williams. Mr. Williams is a well-respected producer of numerous successful Hollywood films, including Star Trek Generations, The Indian in the Cupboard, and Bowfinger. He was on site for the filming of Charlotte's Web, an experience that he said deepened his appreciation of our animal co-inhabitants. The making of the live-action film was complex. It involved 46 different pigs playing Wilbur, all raised and trained since their early days to be part of the gentle film.
It was a new experience, and after 3 weeks, we're training those pigs. And
yeah,
they're fun. They run around, they're mischievous, and they respond to their names. We used about 46 pigs in the movie because they grow so quick. And so we also had to keep jumping scenes because you don't shoot the film in continuity of the story. But it was just wonderful to work with these animals. And I said, I want them to have air conditioning. I want them to have heating at night. I want them to have separate pens. I want them to be fed on time. I want them to be transported in proper cages.
The porcine stars amazed many of the crew working on the film with their sweet nature and high intelligence. The pigs learned to dance, oink on cue, sit, and respond to many other directions. Award-winning director of Charlotte's Web, Gary Kinnick, said of his oinking cast members, "They're very smart. I started to realize there's no movie without these guys. They are the true stars of the movie."
So at the end of the film, I said to the trainers, so what are we going to do with the 46 pigs? So they go, well, don't worry about that. That's not your problem. I go, no, I'm afraid it is. Mm-hmm. So they said, what are you talking about? I go, well, where are they going, guys? So they go, well, you know, they're going to go back to where they came from. I go, guys, we have domesticated them. They've all got names. They've been treated and spoiled for the last 3 or 4 months. There's no way they're going to go back to a factory farm. No way. Not. We can't make a movie about saving the life of Wilbur and then not care about 46 Wilbers. So, Bernie, it'll take you forever. I said, well, I'm going to find homes for them. When I went home that night, I didn't sleep all night thinking, how am I going to find homes for 46 pigs that will grow that long?
Through his persistent efforts and a lot of phone calls, Mr. Williams finally did find organizations that were willing to help find homes for the actor pigs.
I showed them the 3 farms we had set up, and they realized that we really did care about the animals. I said, I need to find homes for these pigs for life. They said, well, we can help you there. I said, really? They said, yeah, but we need $75,000 because it's a lifetime, Bernie. We have to monitor them for the next 15, whatever years they're alive. I said, okay. So I go to Paramount and I go, I need $75,000. So we got all the pigs, we flew them to Tasmania, Queensland, Adelaide, Perth, everywhere. And I wanted a contract for these pigs that to all the new owners. We sold them for $1 each, so it was legal. And the lawyer said, well, we haven't done this before at Paramount. So I sent them my dog contract, which says, you know, they must be kept in proper conditions. They mustn't be sold. They mustn't be used for food. They mustn't be used for breeding. If you can't afford to pay their vet bills, then you must give them back to us.
The talented pigs of Charlotte's Web now reside happily on animal sanctuaries in Australia, living out their lives in comfort, safety, and peace as the true stars they are. When we return on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we will introduce you to some more animal stars. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
I think Charlotte's Web did a lot for young people to see the animals are kind. We weren't making a film about vegetarianism. All that Wilbur was saying was, I don't want to die, I want to see the spring.
In the movie you'll see at the beginning, there's a mother pig called Alice who delivers a litter of pigs. Well, she was from the factory farm, and we actually shot that scene completely on our set.
Thank you for joining us again for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, for our feature on the plant-eating porcine film stars of Charlotte's Web. In addition to the over 40 Wilbur stars, Wilbur's mom was portrayed by a real-life pig named Alice, who lived a somber existence the first 4 years of her life on a factory farm. In the film, Alice displayed her natural talent for acting through her show of maternal instincts and loving nature as a mother to Wilbur and his 10 siblings. After Bernie Williams, executive producer of Charlotte's Web and consummate animal lover, had ensured the safe placement into forever homes for 46 pigs who played Wilbur, he did not forget about Alice's welfare.
So they all got contracts and I've got them all at home, thank God. And then I woke up in the middle of the night and went, oh my God, Alice is still in this farm. So I said, I need to get Alice out of there. The man said, I want $10,000. So I said, you know what, I don't care. Give this gentleman $10,000 and we got Alice out of this farm.
Out of the farm, Alice went directly to a refuge called Edgar's Mission. Edgar's Mission in Australia is one of the animal sanctuaries that lovingly opened its doors to the pig actors from Charlotte's Web.
And so you've got other pigs here too from Charlotte's Web, the movie?
That's right. We've actually got about 12 pigs here at the farm now. We have 3 movie star pigs, Alice Pig, Lily Pig and Daisy Pig. And they've actually got up this morning, which is pretty amazing because generally movie stars don't get up before 2 o'clock. But of those 3 pigs, I think Alice is probably the most amazing animal that I've ever met. For 4 years of her life, she was a factory farm pig. She lived in the sow stall. She had a step forward, a step back, and couldn't even turn around. She was picked to play the mother of Wilbur in Charlotte's Web.
When she was taken to the rescue farm, she didn't know how to get out of the trailer. She'd never seen earth, she'd never seen grass, she'd never felt the sun on her back or fresh air. She just stood there immobile. She couldn't move. And it took a whole day for her to actually walk to a corner of a corral. And she just laid there, completely confused.
When she came here, she was terrified of me. She didn't like the food that we had. I mean, her world had been turned upside down. Now, she hoofs all over the farm. She knows her name is Alice.
During Supreme Master Television's second anniversary concert, a cultural celebration honoring all life, Mr. Bernie Williams had the opportunity to share via video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, the honored guest of the event, about his personal experiences with the animal stars of Charlotte's Web.
Hi.
I'm Bernie Williams, who is one of the producers of Charlotte's Web, and I'm proud to be here today and share this anniversary with you. And I have the highest respect for anyone who cares about humanity and animals, especially animals, because they can't speak for themselves. And we have to speak for them. And working with 80 animals on Charlotte's Web, I really understood that all animals have emotions. They have fear,
right.
They have love,
right.
They have all sorts of emotions, just like us.
That's right.
And they should be loved and treated so well. And factory farming is just gross and inhumane. We had a mother pig in Charlotte's Web, and she was in a factory farm, and we rescued her, and she came out of the truck, and she just stood on the ground. She didn't know what to do. She'd never felt the sun on her back. She'd never seen the sky. She'd never smelled the earth or the grass. It took her 2 days to move into a corner of a farm and make a bed out of twigs. And it made us cry, of course.
Oh,
and
good.
That's where thousands of animals will never enjoy those moments of being out in God's world.
Thank you. Thank you for your love for the animals. Thank you for being with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
The vegetarian star oinklings of Charlotte's Web are wonderful ambassadors for all pigs, demonstrating how intelligent, loving, and amiable these animals are. May our porcine and animal friends be treated with the respect and dignity that all sentient beings deserve. Thank you, serene viewers, for joining us today for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Let us all unite in love and peace with all planetary inhabitants.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.